This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. 13 men in the state of Michigan have been arrested in connection with a plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer and other top state officials. At a news conference, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel said that 7 men affiliated with the militia group Wolverine Watchmen were arrested on state charges, in addition to 6 men facing federal charges.
The individuals in custody are suspected to have attempted to identify the home addresses of law enforcement officers in order to target them, made threats of violence intended to instigate a civil war, and engaged in planning and training for an operation to attack the Capitol building of Michigan and to kidnap government officials, including the governor of Michigan.
According to a criminal complaint unsealed Thursday in federal court, 6 men plotted for months, consulting and training with militia members and undertaking rehearsals in August and September in order to kidnap Whitmer at her vacation home and put her on trial for treason. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer responded to the plot to kidnap her by thanking law enforcement personnel who thwarted it. Whitmer said that President Donald Trump bears some responsibility for encouraging militia and white supremacist groups, including at last week's presidential debate.
Our head of state has spent the past 7 months denying science, ignoring his own health experts, stoking distrust, fomenting anger, and giving comfort to those who spread fear and hatred and division.
The Michigan governor said that anyone who conspires to break the law and commit violence in her state should know, in her words, "We will hold you accountable and we will bring you to justice." For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The status of future presidential debates is up in the air with less than a month before the vote. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The day started with the debate commission deciding the next debate in Miami will be virtual because President Trump tested positive for the coronavirus. The response from the White House:
I'm not going to do a virtual debate.
On Fox Business's Mornings with Maria, the president said he wants an in-person debate.
You sit behind a computer and do a debate is ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want.
Joe Biden's response:
you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. Who knows?
The president's campaign wants to push the last 2 debates back a week. The Biden campaign countered, saying the president's erratic behavior does not allow him to rewrite the calendar and pick new dates of his choosing. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A British study finds 86% of people infected with the coronavirus did not show the main symptoms on the day they were tested. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Researchers at University College London analyzed data from an official survey which had been testing thousands of households every week, regardless of whether the subjects had COVID symptoms. Researchers found that of those who tested positive, 86% did not have key symptoms, such as a cough, a fever, or loss of taste or smell. Lead researcher Irene Peterson says the figures suggest many may be spreading the virus while asymptomatic, adding frequent and widespread testing of all individuals is needed to curb silent transmission. Charles de Ledesma, London.
American poet Louise Glück has won the Nobel Prize in Literature for her candid and uncompromising work. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The 77-year-old Yale professor first rose to critical acclaim with her 1986 collection of poems entitled Firstborn. She went on to become one of the most celebrated poets in contemporary America, winning multiple U.S. literary awards, including the U.S. Pulitzer Prize in 1993. While she draws on her own experiences in poetry, Glück, who is twice divorced and suffered from anorexia in her younger years, explores universal themes that resonate with readers in the United States and abroad.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dipped last week to a still high 840,000. Economists say they are increasingly dubious about the unemployment claims figures, even though there is little doubt that hiring has slowed and employers have continued to lay off workers. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.